It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Father, we just give you praise and glory, thanking you for right now word. I thank you, Lord, that the word that you're sending is going to bring life and set your people free and bring deliverance, God, and open our ears and our heart to receive what the Spirit of God is saying. For you're looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, and that is through the blood of Jesus that we're made whole. So I pray, God, that as Pastor Smith preaches this word, declares this word, prophesies this word, that we will not only just be hearers, but we will be doers. We'll come out of sin. You said the just shall live by faith. That's honesty, God. I pray that we just come clean with you and that the Spirit of God would take our lives and use our lives to reach this lost and dying world. So much turmoil going on around us, God. But you said greater is he that's in us and he that's in this world. And I thank you that you're arming us with the word of God as you anoint this word that you've already given Pastor Smith to declare this day over your people. Set us free, God. We bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come through the prayer line, that come through the radio waves. We command him to loose his hold. And may the blood of Jesus continue to be over us as we are in fellowship this evening. In Jesus' name, we give you praise in advance for an on time and an anointed word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Remember, there are now 6 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. Thanks be to God. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line, and the number is 916-588-9688. The third is in-person services, Sundays at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue, North Highlands, California, and that's in Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen live to the Word going forth every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time, and the phone number is 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our pastor, Pastor Smith. The sixth way is also a written request to our email address, and that's fghprayer@yahoo.com. Please remember to keep your testimony 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, his word, and his works, and please remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking. And we also have a special announcement from Sister Penny.
Thank you. I would like to announce that we will be having our 3-day resurrection fast. It will begin this Thursday at 1 p.m., it will last until Sunday at midnight. If you are unable to attend, you can email a prayer request with our email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's F as in Frank, G as in God, H as in house, prayer@yahoo.com. And if you would like to come, the address again is 6920 Larchmont Drive. That is in North Highlands in California. And I thank you. And Pastor Smith will be laying hands on all the prayer requests. And I said thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes, I have a testimony. You had laid hands on me on Sunday. I had a court appearance for Monday. When I went to court, God really, that prayer went out. It just went through. And I just want to say, I mean, there were some things that the lawyer was able to find that was hidden, and I did thank God because that was the prayer.
Praise the Lord. Is there any more testimonies? If not, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We need the Holy Spirit to breathe on this Word, that this Word can come to life to the hearers. And God, we thank you for the breath of God. We thank you now by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, verses 6 through 9. And our last book, Mark 9, verses 25 through 29. Again, Isaiah, the 58th chapter, verses 6 through 9. Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 25 and 29. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen, please?
Amen.
This
amen.
Word is
amen.
about the fast we're going through for the next 3 days. And we're going to read by the Word of God the purpose of the fast. And the most important thing we're going to see by the Word of God. And when we're going into a fast, our attitude must be right, and we must have a sincerity in our hearts. And our focus must be directly towards God. And our motives must be correct. And so this we're going to find out tonight by the Word the purpose and the need of this fast. As Sabrina prayed, there's so much that's going on in our world. We are in perilous time. So this Word going to give us instruction according to the proper way to fast. We're going to begin with Isaiah the 58th chapter, please, verses 6 through 9.
Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity.
This is the proper way to fast. And we are fasting for the hurting people, for the ones that's wounded, for the needed, for the homeless, for the one that need to be, for those that are oppressed. And we know the spirit of oppression is a spirit of cruelty over God's people, the injustice that they're going through, and the hardship and the suffering and the calamities they are in. This is why we're going through this fast, because we're in such a need in this time for all of these things. The homeless is out of control, the poor and the needed, and people not having jobs and being laid off, and businesses are being closed down. People are sick and diseased in their bodies, and there's so much hurt and wounds. And this is the reason why we're fasting. Not for the flesh. Motives must be right. Hearts must be right towards God and what we can do to further kingdom work. This is why we're going into this fast. And in this fast, God gives us instruction, and he gives direction. That's what he did for Moses. When Moses went into the fast, he gave him the commandments. When Jesus went into the fast, in that time of fasting, he was in preparation to do everything that God had anointed him to do in the earth. and the spirit of the anointing fell upon Jesus. We know all what happened after Jesus came out of that fast. He was anointed with power and deliverance, and miracles came forth. He was able to go through the persecution that he had to go through in order to go to the cross. And so when we are going through a fast, when we are truly seeking after God, not after the flesh, sincerity in our hearts, with our minds and attitude towards God, meaning our motives are right. We have the right motive. And so many goes into a fast for the flesh, want what they want, think they're some special. No, this is the purpose of fasting, things of God. And so this is why we're going into this fast. It said to remove the chains of oppression and the yoke of injustice. To remove the chain of oppression in the yoke of injustice.
To talk to me any kind of way.
To let the oppressed go free. To feed the hungry. To support the homeless and the poor. To clothe them, the needed.
You still got
this is what we are going through this fast for, saints. People are oppressed. Children are going to school.
Yeah, you scooped that dog food there by that garbage can. You need to switch
that up. Sister Cece, please mute your phone. People are being oppressed. They're going through all type of cruelty, injustice, and hardship. They're suffering calamities. And the devil don't want us to fast, but we're going to fast, saints of God, so people can get set free for the injustice. They don't have a voice in this hour. These laws that man have created are weak. But we have a lawmaker. His name is God. We have laws to help the one that's going through injustice. It is time to pray. The homeless is out of control. People are going through the fire. And this is why we are fasting. He says, for the hurting, for the hungry, for the wounded, for the needed, for the oppressed, to remove the chains of oppression, the yoke of injustice, to let the oppressed go free. He said, well, we have that kind of a fast before him. This is what God is saying, to help the needed, to help our own relatives that's going through. Well, we are going before him with this kind of fast, this purpose of fasting. Our focus is on what God desires, his will. He said, then you're going to find favor, saints of God. He said, then my favors will shine on you like the morning sun. And your wounds, whatever you're going through, because you're not selfish in this. Your motives are right. He said, your wounds will be quickly healed. This is why we're fasting. This is the benefit you're going to receive because you're praying for someone else. You're not selfish. You're not concerned just about you and your little family and your needs being met. You're concerned about the people that experience injustice. You're concerned about children going to school and being safe. You're concerned that the staffs are safe. You're concerned about people without jobs. You're concerned about those that in the system that's going through injustice in penitentiary. Some people are innocent in those places because they're poor. They don't have the right defense. You're praying for those that don't have a voice tonight. You're praying for the homeless, mental disturbed, sick and diseased. You're praying for those that have been oppressed, that are going through oppression and going through the cruelty in this world system. Those that experience injustice, those that have hardship, those that are suffering and going through all kinds of calamity. Your mind is on the knees when you fast. Your motives is right. Your heart is right. Your desire is right. You have a desire for the less fortunate. And this word says, when you fast with that kind of a fast, these are the benefits that you receive. He said, then God's favors will shine on you like the morning sun. And your wounds, whatever you're wounded, whatever you're going through, this is the benefit you're going to receive. He said, your wounds will be quickly healed. Whatever have your life wounded, whatever you're going through that you're in a wounded state, he said, your wounds will be quickly healed. He said, I will be with you to save you. That's to protect you to whatever the enemy may come against you with. He said, he will be with you to save you from the devices of the evil one. He said, when you pray, I will answer you. When you call to me, he said, I will respond. This is the benefit when you go into a fast with the right motive, with the right heart, with the right mind. I mean, your thoughts and your mind and your attitude is directed towards God. Your motive is in the right area with God to further kingdom work, to help the less fortunate, for those that don't have a voice, for those that's going through the system, that's in penitentiaries, going through whatever injustice, whatever, they don't have a voice and can't help themselves. The justice of God will prevail for them because of what? Your fasting, your sacrifice. For those that need healing in any areas of their life, healing is such a big word. Healing in family matters. Healing in their personal life. Healing so that they can come out of poverty. Healing those places where they have been oppressed with for years, where doors will open for them, where things will spring forth for them. This is why we are fasting, saints of God. Our world is in a turmoil. We are fasting so God can bring forth his justice for those who do not have a voice. This is why we're fasting, and we're going to see clearly what Jesus said about fasting. Mark 9, please.
When Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose. And he was come into the house. His disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we cast him out? Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting.
This is Jesus. Person was going through an attack by a demonic spirit, but Jesus gave command to that evil spirit to come out and never go into him again. The word of God said the spirit came out. His disciple asked him, why could we not drive that spirit out? He said only prayer and fasting can drive this kind out. That's how Jesus answered them. Why did he answer them like that? He was teaching disciples that I'm going to depart. There's going to be a departure. And the entire dynamic that's around you going to change. And he was letting them know that you're going to need a different preparation because I'm not going to be here with you. I'm leaving. And the provision he gave them was what he answered them. He was telling them fasting must be a vital part of the new preparation. This is what Jesus was telling his disciples, that fasting was to be a vital part of the new preparation that they will have to go forth in. They're going to have to trust God, and they're going to have to fast and pray. Saints, this is what the word of God says. And that's why the people of God will be led into a fast. You cannot do this in your own strength, in your own ability. The Spirit of God would lead you into a fast. And when he leads you into a fast, the Spirit of God take over your body, your mind, your spirit, for you to complete that fast. And he will pray the prayers of righteousness through you, through his righteousness, for the need of the people. And that is why we're fasting. And we know, as we have read throughout the scriptures, when Esther fasted, it wasn't about Esther. It was about her people. And when she fasted and the people came together and fasted with her, we seen how the Spirit of God brought forth deliverance, because the devil desired to exterminate God's people. But Esther went into agreement with the Spirit of God, and she fasted. It wasn't about Queen Esther. It was about the will of God in that woman's life. She was called by God to what? To fast. And she was obedient. When Moses had to get along with God, he was called by God for God to interpret to him the commandments. And the Spirit of God anointed Moses all that time to fast. This is all scriptures, nothing being made up. When Hezekiah fasted and prayed, the Spirit of God brought forth deliverance, because what he was praying about was he desired to do more for God. And the Spirit of God, what? Sent back the prophet and healed him. We're talking about true fasting to please God, saints of God. When Hannah began to fast, we know how Hannah, they thought she was a joke because she didn't have any children. But when she went before the altar and began to fast, she made a vow that she would give that baby back to the Lord. And we know she obeyed God, and she gave Samuel back to the Lord. And what did God do in return? Gave her many more children. Because if her focus was all about God, and God shut up the naysayers, because God brought forth a great child, Samuel, one of the greatest prophets. So what am I encouraging you tonight? The results of fasting, when we are going before him to please him, our whole heart must be what? After God. And the benefits of the fast, that the favors of God will take over your life like the morning sun. And whatever you're wounded in, whatever you need to be healed, whatever wounds you need to be healed from, because you have sacrificed yourself and fasted to God, he said, your wounds will be quickly healed. He said, whatever you're going through, he said, I'm going to protect you. Why? Because you can't went into this fast with the right attitude, the right motives, with a heart after God. He said, when you pray, when you personally pray to him, he said, I'm going to answer you when you call to me. He said, I will respond. I mean, he's going to answer your prayers, saints of God. This is such a time of fasting as never before for those who have not been anointed to fast, who have not came into that place where they're ready to sacrifice, and God have not led them at this time to fast. For there are those that God are leading into a fast. You can't do it on your own strength. It's a Spirit of God leads you into a fast when it's time to fast. So if it's not your time to fast, it's okay, because he has anointed those that he's leading to a fast. And at this time of fasting is for you, you will be led by the Holy Spirit into a fast. And it's for the less fortunate. It's for the needy. It's for the chains of oppression and the yoke of injustice, to loose people that don't have a voice, who's voiceless in this hour, who's going through all kinds of hardship and suffering and calamity. Homes are falling apart. Marriages are falling apart. Children are falling apart. Innocent children being killed continuously by deranged people that's going into schools. People are placing bombs in front of people's homes. People are going out and gathering and not returning back home safe. The enemy is running rampantly, seeking who he can devour. And so this is the time that God is leading who he desires in this hour to fast and to pray. And he's going to give them instruction and direction. And the Spirit of God will stop destruction, and he will give mercy. That's what he does in fast. He stops destruction, and his Spirit allow mercy to take over situation that many times we don't even know we have need of mercy in, but because of fasting and prayer. So this is a time of rejoicing and thanksgiving to God. If he have is leading you into this fast, if not, it's okay, because he leads who he desire at that particular time into a place of fasting. And so the ones that he's leading to this fast, that he's taking over their body, he's taking over their heart, he's taking over their attitude, because the Spirit of God within them is causing their heart to be sincere, their mind to be totally directed towards God, their motives of correct. So what he can do, say, he said, before you call, I will answer. Why? Because you're praying and your voice is calling out his name for some needed person, some person that's going through oppression, some wounded person, some person that lost a job, some household is falling apart, some wayward child, some prodigal son. The needs are so severe, thanks to God. It's not about a hangout at a church. You know they have hangouts where they just go and they drink coffee and they talk about nonsense. It's not about a hangout. The church is not a hangout, but that's what it has became in America, a hangout where they just sit back and socialize. But fellowship is praying and seeking God. And mind is on the oppressed, calling on the name of the Lord so that people can get free. For those that who is not strong yet, he says the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. For that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl that's not strong yet, yeah, they're saved, but they have not gotten strengthened in the Lord. He says the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Not put your foot on their neck, but bear the infirmity of the weak. But pray that God strengthen them. That pray that the Holy Spirit do supernatural things inside of them. Pray that they come in a place where they walk as overcomers. That's the purpose of fellowship. That's the purpose of church. Not a hangout. But it became so commercial. It's raising money and building. We need to thank God for building people up to be strong in the power of God, in the might of his strength. Not a hangout, not a social gathering, but to seek the face of God, to focus on God for the building of kingdom workers. That's the purpose of ministry, saints of God. But it has become so commercial. It has become fundraising, building people and not building churches and not building people, trying to figure out how they can get the most people in a building. But people are perishing because the heads are not focusing on the real cause of why Jesus came. He came to deliver and set captives free. He came to loose people from those places that they were oppressed in. He came to bring justice to those that was experiencing injustice. He came for the suffering. He came for those that were experiencing hardship who could not deliver themselves. He came for those that are in calamity, that couldn't free themselves. He came to reconcile us back to God. He came to heal families. He came for us to receive salvation. That's why we should do kingdom work according to the word of God. And that is why the Lord is moving on us and leading us into this fast. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
This is Sister Cece, and I would like to pray for, there's a lot of men and women at my job that is really going through some hard times. Then at the Wellspring, there's a lot of women with babies that are homeless, and I like to pray and lift them up because they're really having a hard time at this moment as well.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne of God, saints. And we believe God tonight because he's concerned about those that are oppressed by the devil. He's concerned about the wounded and the needed. He's concerned about the homeless. He's concerned about anyone that's going through a place of injustice tonight. He's concerned about the sick, the mental disturbed. He's concerned about that woman or that man who's a single parent, having a hard time raising their children. He's concerned about the needs be met. He's concerned about that person that no longer have a job. He's concerned about the calamities in homes in this hour. We're living in the really, really manicured homes, but there's no love in that home. Homes are falling apart. Families are falling apart. He's concerned about that backslidden man or woman of God still teaching and preaching, knowing they need to sit down so the Spirit of God can heal them from their backsliding. He's concerned tonight, but anyone that experienced hardship tonight, that's in a hard place, it seems as though they're not ever coming out. He's concerned about that person who will receive a diagnosis, that the only one can heal them is the Spirit of God. He's concerned about that helpless situation that you may be going through tonight. He's concerned about the wounded spirit. He said a wounded spirit he will not despise. He desired to remove the chains of oppression. That's what I'm trying to tell you in so many words. And the yoke of injustice. That's what the Holy Spirit is concerned. I'm not talking about a hangout. I'm not talking about trying to make a building look glamorous. And the spirit of Ichabod is in that building because the Spirit of God has departed. I'm not talking about a spiritless church. I'm talking about a church that's on fire for God tonight, who's totally focused on God and motives are correct and have a seriousness and a sincerity in their heart about God's will for his people. And this is the will of God for his people. That's why Jesus came. And we are to get into this place and begin to seek God with our whole heart, thanks of God. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God is concerned about us tonight. And Father, you have equipped and you're leading your disciples at this particular dispensation into a place of fasting and prayer. That's what Jesus instructed his disciple. He was teaching them that the dynamic's gonna change and you're gonna need to fast. It's gonna be vital in your life And Father, this is vital in this hour as never before. And at this particular dispensation, the ones that you have are leading to this fast, I thank you for the preparation. I thank you for equipping them to go through the fast. I thank you for anointing them, O Father. I thank you for your righteousness to take them over. As they begin to pray, O Father, for the wounded, for the needed, for the oppressed, that they begin to pray, O God, for the homeless, for the poor, for their families that's going through all kinds of problems, for homes that's falling apart, for the backsliders to return back to God, for those prodigal sons and daughters to return, for anyone that's wounded, O Father, and need a healing, for the sick in their bodies, minds, and spirit, for the Spirit of God to protect our children as they go to school, that the adversaries out to destroy, that the blood of Jesus will cover them. And for anyone that's in gathering, God, that the spirit of safety and protection will be upon them, O Father. And we're praying for the injustice that men and women are going through in penitentiary. There's, not everyone is guilty. That the spirit of justice prevail for that man and for that woman that truly is not guilty. That the justice of God will speak for them. For anyone that experiences injustice, O Father, in whatever area that they're going through, that the justice of God will speak for them. For anyone that's going through documents and things, O God, that's crafty, that the Spirit of God will confuse every crafty spirit. That's what you did for Penny, O Father, on Monday. You had me to pray a prayer. That that crafty spirit, God, will be exposed. And that every hidden thing, O God, will be made known. And how the devil tried to hide, but God, you exposed. Because she has a family to take care of. She has needs to be met. And God, you came into that courtroom. And you confused the order, God, to give her deliverance. And that's what you're doing in this hour, God, for families that don't have a voice. But you are the voice, God, through your people. And you have people, God, that you have anointed in this particular dispensation, God, that's led by the Spirit. Jesus was led by the Spirit to fast. They are led by the Spirit of God. They are led to go into a place of fasting. For the people of God that's been oppressed by the devil, for those who have not yet came into the kingdom to be born, sons and daughters, you say when Zion travail, you say birth come forth. You want birth to come forth, God. But somebody must travail and pray and fast. And so, Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God to take over bodies, minds, and spirit. That we go into the fast, God, with a sincerity in heart and mind. Totally focused on God, not about fleshly things. And so many goes into a fast with the wrong motive. All about what they want and what they can get. But your word say, God, when we go with the right motive, with the correct motive, your word said, your favors will shine on us like the morning sun, and our wounds will be quickly healed. And wherever we are, you said, I will protect you. He said, when you pray, I'll answer. When you call to me, I will respond. That's what you give. That's benefits we receive when our hearts are right. Our motives are right. When you are leading us into this fast. And Father, I thank you tonight for the Spirit of God to have the room prepared. That the Spirit of God will clean the room now with your Spirit, Father. And anything that will come against the fast, that the Spirit of God will come against it. And I thank you for the ones that have already sent their prayer request in. that we will be diligently seeking God on their behalf. And God, I pray tonight for the Spirit of God to save to the uttermost. That, Father, you said we can't be drawn unless the Spirit of God would draw us. That we'll be drawn by your Spirit, those that need saving. Father, we thank you for the word to go to the four corners of the earth. We thank you for the blood of Jesus to cover the fivefold ministry. We thank you for the blood of Jesus to make healthy those things that's falling apart. Those things that's lacking, God, that you supply every need. We thank you for healing for families in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God, for moving over children, oh God, that's confused in this hour. That the Spirit of God will do what parents can't do for the children, because you are the great father. You are the great parent. That spirit of drug addiction, that the Spirit of God delivers someone from meth, from heroin, someone that causing, my God, neighborhoods to fall apart, that the spirit of drug addiction come set you to the word of God tonight. Father, we thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus to go in places that humans can't go, that the power of God will resurrect those that need to be resurrected. And God, we thank you for it by faith. We believe you for it by faith, that the Spirit of God will take over this fast. And you will use our body, our minds, our spirit, our attitude for your will in the earth. And we praise you for it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Be blessed, thanks to God.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
just how